Online Podcast 140. Hello, everyone. Oh, I love technology. Everything went on so smoothly, and we have somebody on the phone with us today. It's our call-in birthday show. I guess, of course, my birthday is actually not today. My birthday is on the 31st. This went, Friday. And you're listening to this on a Thursday. And welcome our first caller, Brad, from Chicago, right?
That's correct.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. Everything went so smoothly. So everybody knows that's a joke. Oh, it was such a hell, and we're still having some technical difficulties. But we won't waste time talking about that. So now let's chat with Brad. I have not spoken to with Brad personally or directly like that. So, Brad is the one that I've mentioned several, for maybe the last couple of shows. I mentioned that website, what is it called? afchicago.org. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So what do you do there? I mean, is that the website that something that you created, or are you a member of the group, and then?
I'm a member of the group. The group's been around actually since 1984.
Oh, wow.
Basically a support group for the Chicago. We go out and have a lot of social events and fundraisers. We raised $5,000 for the tsunami victims last year.
Oh, how nice. You know what? Talking about that, I'm going to have a guest on the show who lived through the tsunami. I mean, he was there in the ocean, in the sea when that happened, and he's going to come to my show and talk to us about all his, well, life-changing experience that he and also throughout the whole process after and before and after and all that. So that will be exciting, so stay subscribed for that. I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's soon. So tell me a little bit about you. Like, when did you hear about the show? And since this is going to be a show about me. So how did you hear about the show?
I think I was just browsing around. I might have been on Q-Potter, or I'm not sure where exactly where I even saw the show originally. But
and you've been listening for a while? Several months?
I've been listening for a while, but just kind of lurking in the background, not really participating.
I know. Now, what made you... well, I guess it's the Frapper map that made you appear, right?
Yeah, so it was the Frapper map, and you mentioned me, and I usually listen to you on my way to work every morning on the train, and just went from there.
Oh, that's cool. And you said, have you cracked up a few times because of my craziness in the train?
I cracked up a few times, and actually, I left a comment on your website, but you mentioned me on the last show, and you said, "Have I played this already?" And I was at work, sitting in my cube, when you said that, and I said, "Yes, you did." And I threw the earbuds off my ear. I yelled it out loud. I looked around, and there was nobody around. But I thought it was pretty funny.
I actually read that right before I left my office today, so I did read that message. Oh, wow. And so what have you always been in Chicago?
I grew up in Ohio, actually.
Oh.
Chicago 7 years ago.
Wow.
And I live down in the city now. I bought my first condominium about 6 months ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm getting, thanks. I really like the neighborhood. I'm about 2 or 3 blocks from the lake. And close to the train. I have a car, but I don't use it because public transportation in Chicago is so wonderful.
Cool. Isn't that going to cost you I don't know, it's probably very expensive. Oh, actually, I saw your pictures. I remember seeing your pictures. That looks really nice. So it must cost you a lot.
Yeah, not. It's affordable, and the neighborhood's kind of up and coming. So, if I had been like further down the city, it would have been a lot more expensive. So.
Sure, that sounds nice. And do you have anything that you want to say on the while you're on the show? Was it just chat?
Please, no. Well, no, nothing specific. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And
thank you.
Wanted to participate in your little festival for John.
Yeah, this feels so weird, you know? This feels like, oh my gosh, this is so... It's like pointing the spotlight on me. And when I do the show myself, it's not as pointing the spotlight on me because I don't have the interaction right away. And now I have to ask the question of, when did you hear about the show? How did you... What do you think about me? That's so weird. But thank you, though. Thank you for... And just so you guys know, he's been on the phone for probably over 30 minutes before he gets to be on the show. And I have all this equipment set up, and I also have several callers waiting on Gizmo itself. So I want to thank you for listening mostly and for appearing on my acupuncture map so that I can actually put a face to a listener. It's really, really helpful when I actually get to visualize somebody listening out there. You know, it's kind of very lonely when you're in front of the microphone. So it's through all this interaction that you are providing that make the making of the show worthwhile.
Right.
Thank you very much. And anything else that you want to say before I let you go and pick up the other calls? You have a podcast coming?
I'm sorry?
Do you plan on doing your own podcast?
I am looking into doing that. I need to get a few things in order to get that set up. But
well, that's good. Are you on a Mac or a PC?
I'm on a PC.
Okay. Never mind then. It's actually a tiny bit easier if you want to start if you have a Mac, but that's okay. It's not impossible, but it's not too bad, but it's just that it'll probably be slightly easier if I have a Mac.
Yeah, I'll let you know when I get it set up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, definitely. And, once you have the show, I'll have you back and have a one-on-one session with you and talk about your new podcast. How about that? And actually, in the future, in the very near future, maybe next month, in April, I may actually have you back on again. We'll just do the same thing over the phone and talk about the AF Chicago organization that you have there.
That'd be great, and I can maybe get the president of the group in here. Maybe we can get like a nice conference call.
Oh, wonderful! Now we can use this. I mean, we're doing it by phone, and so he can even call from wherever. That would be lovely.
That'd be great.
I'll be in touch with you, and if you don't hear from me, just send me an email in April and remind me about that. I'm a busy bitch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and hello to everybody on Gizmo who I can't talk to.
Yeah, I know. So, bye. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, bye.
Bye. Okay, Jesus Christ, holy moly. Okay, I am going to now... Oh, you can't hear me! I'm doing something, so hang on. Okay. I'm calling Han. I hope he's there. Hello, Han.
Hi.
Welcome to Online Podcast.
Wow. I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yep, perfectly.
Oh, good, good. So Han is one of our listeners, and I was going to play a lot of... Oh, shit, I forgot the gimmick. I was going to say, hey, Han, you've been onged. Can you hear that? Did you hear that sound effect?
Yep, I did.
Okay, so you've been officially onged. Where's the gong?
Are we in the circus now?
Yes. Which one do you like more? Where's the gong?
I like the gong.
Oh, wait, shit. You've been gong. I mean, you've been onged. Welcome. Tell us about you.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Originally born in Malaysia.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Are you from KL?
I'm from Kuala Lumpur, the capital.
Wow, this guy's from Kuala Lumpur. Do you remember that song? Kuala Lumpur, Kuala Lumpur.
Is that the tourism
yes, guy? Yes, thing? Yes, yes, like... yes, yes.
No, I don't remember.
Oh gosh, I remember that song that is so funny. Kuala. I was just thinking about it this morning, actually.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't think they use that one now.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I lived there. But so tell us about you. I mean, of course, you know, if you want to use a nickname, that's fine too, but I just call you Han, so I guess you're gonna have to be Han on the show.
No, that's my name actually.
Oh, it is.
It is. It is my name.
Okay, so we'll just use Han. So how long have you been in Saskatoon?
Saskatoon. Not very proud of being here, but then...
Oh, oops. How long have you been in Toronto?
No, I've never been to Toronto.
Oh, and tell us, yeah, what makes you ended up in Saskatoon from Kuala Lumpur?
I'm actually here for my studies, actually.
For sekolah? For school?
Yeah.
Belajar?
I'm actually getting my degree here.
Uh-huh.
At the University of Saskatchewan.
Are you a photography major?
No, I'm not. I'm a computer science major.
Oh, but you're very good at photography.
Am I?
Isn't it? Didn't I see some pictures of yours? Oh, maybe it's a different Canadian.
No, it's no.
Was that you?
That can't be me.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
That can't be me.
So how did you find out about the show?
I started listening to your show like I think a year ago.
Oh, you are also one of the quiet person. I was just on the phone with Brad from Chicago, and he was also, he's been listening for a while too, until Frapper Map, he didn't really write to me, and I'm so glad that, you know, because of the acupuncture map, everybody's writing and taking part, like, you know, doing a show right now with me.
I just added my pin on the map like last week, I think.
Yeah, but that's fine though, that's exciting. You just a pin on my butta. I've been asking for help because I was trying to say map in Malay, which is butta, and I've forgotten the word, and so I asked for help, and help came. Somebody from Singapore who's also a fellow Malaysian. His name is Ahua. Ahua wrote me an email. I said it's butta, P-E-T-A, butta. Jesus fucking
Christ. His name flower?
Yeah, but Ahua. Ahua is flower, yes.
Like, for real?
Oh, no, that's his nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been on my other show. I also have another podcast for those of you who are in the cave or under the shell of a coconut. That's how we say it in Malay. And kata bawah tempurung. If you're a frog under the coconut shell, then you probably didn't know that I have another podcast called Penang Hokkien. So if you can understand Hokkien, which is a Chinese dialect, you are welcome to go over to penanghokkien.com and check it out. We had 2 episodes of ghost stories and were so scared that it was very scary. Oh my gosh. Do you understand Hokkien, Han?
I am born in Hokkien.
But do you understand Hokkien though?
But then my father didn't really teach me Hokkien.
Uh-huh.
Because he actually speaks Cantonese more. That's my mother's language.
Oh, I see.
So ever since they got married, the whole family just speaks Cantonese. We sort of just went ahead with Cantonese and just forgotten Hokkien.
Yeah, especially that you're in Kuala Lumpur. A lot of people speak KL. I mean, a lot of people from KL speak Cantonese.
Yeah, especially the Chinese community. Hmm. And so I didn't have the privilege of actually learning Hokkien.
Uh-huh. You do?
although I wish that I knew.
What about this connection is not very dependable. Well, nothing is, actually. But I was going to ask you if you have listened to my Penang Hokkien shows before.
No, I've never listened. I'm not listened to not even an episode.
But you are aware of it, right?
I am aware of it.
Okay. If you understand a tiny bit, you should try out the last episode, the two ghost stories episode. It will scare the shit out of you.
Really?
It was so scary. Even my mom was scared. My mom listened to it and she was scared.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And then there's a clip. I cannot play it because it's at night right now, because if I do play it, I cannot go to bed. And there is a clip that a listener of mine added a link to this place called it's the like about, you know, the about.com pages, the website. Uh-huh. It's called paranormal.about.com. Scare the bejesus out of me. So scary.
Oh, episode where you and Michael talked about
that was so scary too.
Yeah, I would really like to see
that. Sorry. I was just playing with the sound effects.
Does she have the picture of her?
She does not. She checked and she does not have one. Oh, did I actually reply? No, I did not reply. I think, was it you or somebody asked me whether or not Michael and Felicia are the same person? Was that you?
No, okay. It wasn't.
Okay. Shit, I got all my... Sorry, the other person. Sorry, I'm going to go to my website and quickly check and so I don't offend anybody. It was
where's
somebody.
Everybody?
It was...
Where is everybody?
Where is everybody?
Uh-huh.
Like here, you mean?
Uh-huh. I mean, all I hear is just you and me.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to be you and me because I'm doing a direct call. And I think it's... For some reason, we couldn't get the conference call to work. And so it'll just be you and me. I mean, yeah, I won't spend too much time on. I mean, I'm going to go on and call Mr. Poos next and see whoever wants to talk to me. I will call them and talk to them. And but I'm glad that you get to be I'm glad that I get to talk to you tonight.
Same here.
And please keep in touch too. Is there anything else you want to say before we move on to the next caller?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
May wishes come true. And well, may everything go the way you want.
And thank you so much, and you have been onged again. Oh, wrong sound effect. I forgot to change. You've been mooed. Well, it's kind of appropriate. No, what? That was not. That's not a cow. That's a sheep.
Right.
Anyway, it should be this. You have been onged. Thank you so much, Han. And maybe I'll catch you again in here sometime in the future or something.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now let's see who else is online and who is available to talk to more. Maybe I wonder if I should call that number again, just in case somebody calls, you know. Let's see. I'm going to go. This is such a good show, isn't it? Oi. Okay, now you can hear that phone thing is... Okay, I'm going to call Mr. Poos while I call the other line, okay? I'm going to talk, see if Mr. Poos is there. Hello, Mr. Poos.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I can hear yourself in the background.
You can hear what?
I can hear you talk in the background. You're playing your recording.
Okay. Did that do it? That did it. Okay.
How are you?
Oh, please, I'm dying.
You're dying?
I think earlier killed me.
What is killing you?
That gizmo thing. Earlier.
Oh my gosh, it killed me twice.
What was that all about? Did you get your shit did?
No, it's still bad. It's like right now what I'm doing is I'm calling everybody personally, like directly.
Oh, so I'm being recorded right now?
You are, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you that. But that's kind of what you do, isn't it? on your show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You are being recorded right now.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yes. It's your first time on my show. Oh, shit, I can hear myself. It's the first time that you're on my show.
I know. Isn't that fabulous?
Oh,
I've known you for a year now, so...
Yeah, over a year now, maybe.
So I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, but you've... I haven't really done... Well, for obvious reason, a call-in show because of this stupid reason. And I've tried everything, and I thought it's going to work, but it's not. But I'm not going to talk about stuff did not work on my show. So I want to talk to you. So how's life for you?
It's terrible, but that's
tell nice. Me how terrible it is.
I'm in Ithaca, honey. You can't get any worse.
Ithaca, New York.
Yeah, so I'm laughing.
Are you cold?
To clap. No, it's hot. It's 40 outside.
Oh, it's hot here too. It's 60.
God bless, I'd have a heat stroke.
Actually, I need to take off my jacket because it's so hot. I was like, came home right from dinner and like trying to hook this crap up, and of course, it didn't work. And oh,
did you have a super birthday dinner?
Well, my birthday is actually on Friday.
Yeah, but you can have a pre-birthday.
But I haven't had a pre-birthday. I think tomorrow, well, tonight, you know, if you go by the posting date. But tonight, if this is Thursday, tonight I'll be going out for a Malaysian meal. With some of my friends. I need to do some recording, too. Oops, excuse me.
Yes, so we got Madge coming up next. I just had mine last week. You have yours this week.
Yeah, Madge is actually... today is Madge's birthday, March 30th.
Today's the 29th. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, well, this is recorded on the 29th, but you're listening. Most of you will be listening to it on the 30th. Actually, don't... I think Madge does her call-in show on Wednesday night, too, doesn't she?
I have no earthly idea.
Something like that. But don't you think I should at least call that phone number to... make sure that nobody calls there.
And let them wait. I called at 9 o'clock sharp because, you know, I'm a perfectionist. And I called exactly.
And you called the phone number first, or did you call the gizmo way?
I called the gizmo thing, and it was terrible. I sat there, and they had this stupid music. I mean, it's like a... homemade elevator music and you know, soap opera theme song music. And so I sat there. Actually, I put the microphone down, went, made I put my mushrooms in my hot water, came back, still sitting there.
Oh, you poor thing. In fact, there's a second person was Brett from Chicago also was there, and he was there like since 8 o'clock too. Maybe didn't you guys talk to each other or anything?
Actually, I couldn't. It was more like...
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Oh, no. In fact, it even calls into a different room.
Oh, yeah. That's so stupid.
You probably... can you hear that? You probably can't hear it. Or can you?
Hear what?
Can you hear the dial tone? Let me see if you can hear it. I'm trying to call the conference line.
They need to get that fixed.
Conference access code followed by the pound key.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
You entered 1-2-8-1-0-3. If this is correct, press 1. You are the only participant in this conference. At any time, press 4 for conference instructions.
All right. I'm going to just let it... go in the background in case somebody comes in. We can actually hear it. But the problem is they can't hear you, and they can't hear you, but you can hear them. If anybody calls, I don't think anybody's going to call, but I'm glad that at least we have three people. You're the third one tonight.
Also, I'm not important enough to be, you know, first or second.
That's no, okay. The third one's more important.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Three. How many do you expect tonight?
you'll be the last and save the best for last. Don't you? Oh, I was gonna do this and I keep forgetting. You have been onged. Do you hear that?
And
you are the third caller, so you've been on. You're the last caller. You've been on.
You mean Archer didn't call you? I'm surprised.
Who?
What?
Oh, Archer?
Archer.
I don't think... Well, we have done some call... I think he called one time when I did my previous call-in show. I don't even know why this is a birthday call-in show, because it's just no birthday-related topic at all. Since my birthday is not here yet, it's actually on Friday.
What are you expecting for
birthday? How about some, I don't know, sing a song. You know, one of those annoying clappy-clappy chilies, Applebee's sing-song thing.
I hate the ones at the Japanese house.
Oh, the Japanese steakhouse?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They act like goddamn phones. That's what they do. I don't know what they call
it. Gosh, I just offended like a whole Japanese, all the Japanese listeners, which I don't have any. Well, actually, except for my friend Michael.
The Japanese are the best. I don't know what they do up in that place, but it's fun.
Yeah, okay, so they would sing, and don't they like light a candle or something on an onion? On the teppanyaki, on the grill?
Oh, God, that's too complex. I don't know. They don't do it at the Chinese place, you know. The Chinese place...
It just gives you a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's about what they do. That's the buffet, the slop bucket. I haven't had a slop bucket lately. Have you been to the slop bucket?
No, what is it? Is it a Chinese restaurant?
I'm going to have to put that on my website.
What is it?
People ask me that. The slop bucket, that's the buffet table, because once you get through, your plate looks like a bunch of slop.
Oh, the slop bucket. Oh. I actually love those places, because I am one.
Yeah. Americanized.
Oh gosh, my tummy's dangling out over my pants right now because it's so big. Gosh.
Oh, how fat are you? I thought you were doing the aerobics, the Pilates or whatever they call
it. No. I wish.
You just hypothetically, theoretically do it.
I do it when I do it when I sleep. I do it up in my head.
I'm bulimic, I don't have to.
I know. I'm bulimic, but I'm still fat.
You need to get on my mushroom diet.
I love mushrooms.
That's what I'm eating now. A big bowl of hot steamed mushrooms.
Ooh, that sounds kind of good. What kind of mushrooms?
I got the, I don't know, they're just an assortment.
Are they fresh ones that you steam, or?
Fresh, I got dried, I got steamed, I got organic, inorganic, the whole works.
Cool. In fact, I just had mushrooms just now. I had a spinach and mushroom quesadilla.
Ooh, what kind of mushrooms?
It was just sort of a regular white button mushroom.
Oh, you pussy.
But but it's good. It's delicious.
I am really digging these. They are the wild lobster and wood ear mushrooms.
Oh, yes.
I bought this semi-fresh at the Wegmans.
Oh, those are the curly-curly ones? Like,
yes.
And it's kind of very meaty, too, right?
Meaty. Yeah, they're crunchy, and they're full of... I don't
poison.
Know what they're full of. Yeah, probably. No, I won't get hallucinogenic on somebody.
Hey, you know what? I see Peter's on.
Peter?
Oh, oops. I just said his name.
Well, he's going to get you.
Okay, I'm not going to say who he is. Oops. Never mind.
Look, there's a Toots online. That's what you're supposed to say. You're like me and just be like, oh, who's this? You just rate everything on their phone numbers, personal address.
So, hey, I have been so behind on your shows. I have them all stacked up. You should listen to them. The last one I heard, oh, I actually have something to respond to your show, though. But I forgot what it was. It was when you got lost. On the way home.
Columbus.
Yes. That was funny.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. What was fun is other people that live in the Columbus, they were like, I knew exactly where you were. So they're like, oh, yeah, I know where that is. And I shout at Rob's Western Palace. I don't think you need to tell anybody that.
What is the latest, what's new coming up on your show? And please tell us, where do you go to get your shows to?
Where do you go? You get on the internet.
Mm-hmm. What's your web address? Is it Poos Radio?
That's it, I think.
PoosRadio.com. PoosRadio.com.
That's exactly it. And you know, I'm still digging the comment dramas. I'm going to get some started sometime.
You can start it on mine.
I can. Good. You haven't had any comment drama lately.
Not yet. I think so far I've only had two.
I'm still trying to figure out what Singlish is.
Singlish is... Singlish, yeah. Singlish is Singapore in English. And you love that spicy stuff, didn't you? While I'm trying to, like, play it low, you're going to try to kick it up, right?
Kick what up?
Kick the whole Singlish drama up.
Oh, you didn't want that mention. Oh, that's too bad. Let me find a comment and read it real fast.
Well, if you guys don't know what it is, and I'm sorry if you're that listener.
Aww.
That we have to dig the old wound, and we've all made up and kiss and all.
Well, you know, I think it's good for the heart to insult and be
What?
It's hot.
What's hot?
These hot mushrooms.
Oh.
You know, after you've reconstituted them, you've got to drain this black fluid off of them.
Delicious.
It is. Oh, you don't drink the black fluid. I'll give you the squirts.
So, Mr. Poos, time is almost up. And I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for waiting for a comment drama. And I'm sure the next one you'll be involved.
Involve me.
And also, what was I going to say? Any last word before we go?
I really can't think of any. You know, wipe good and whatnot.
Go create some drama on somebody's comment.
What? I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm. You should start one. You know, there are several podcasts that you can just go there and create something.
Might do it with you anonymously.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I just took it away. Why did I say that?
I know. I have to bleep that. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Poos. Next time we'll have you back on and we'll just chat on stuff. Like, I think we should have recorded this whole Chinese Han Yu Pinyin, all those conversation when we were
doing. What was that called?
Huh? Han Yu Pinyin.
Odoko.
Oh, no. 注音符号, bopo mo fo de ten de le ke ke he.
Not that shit.
Not the bopo.
Bofo mofo.
Yeah, bopo mo fo de ten de le ke ke he.
Complex.
Well, next time we'll talk about that.
Well, you do that.
Okay. And we'll have to figure this shit out. Even the gizmo is not too well, even one-on-one. I don't know why. I thought that Skype sucks, but gizmo sucks too.
Oh, Skype's terrible.
Well, I will catch you later.
Have a good one, Tet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was a little dumb, a little silly, and nobody calls on my comment line. Anybody there on the comment line? No, it's just me. How fun. But at least we have three people. It could have been worse. It could have been nobody. So thank you so much for calling, and Brad, and for waiting for so long. And you probably are listening to this on a Thursday morning and riding to your train to work in Chicago. And I just turned into Midge. And also, thank you to Han from Saskatoon, from Kuala Lumpur. And also to Mr. Poos, obviously. And I will have a... I will have a wonderful time at my birthday dinner, which is tomorrow. Really, it's not really a birthday dinner. It's just... I'm hungry for Malaysian food. I don't know why the older I get, the more hungry or the hungrier I become when I think about Malaysian food. I have to have Asian food now. So I'm going to go have Malaysian food tomorrow. And if you listen to this, if you are that listener in the summit, and if you listen to this and you want to go join us, you're more than welcome. We'll be there at around 7:30. And this is at Salsa's Mexican Grill down south. If you want more detail before Thursday evening, you can call me. You can call me too, 206-888-JOHN. Or you can leave me a comment or email me at online@gmail.com. So I'm going to talk to you another time and then we'll see you next week. Actually, I have... like I said, I have some interesting shows coming up. I'll be having a friend to talk to all of you about his tsunami experience coming up in April. And I also will be doing an interview with the executive director from immigrationequality.org. So lots of good stuff coming up. Please stay subscribed and tell all your friends about the show. And I will periodically just... do a call-in show and suffer from all this technological crap. And so here you go. And don't forget to smile. I love you, Tata. And you have all been onged. Oh, I should play my outro song, shouldn't I? Or maybe that was the last one. Okay, maybe now I'll play the outro. All right, thank you so much. And I'm going to repeat everything I just said. I have some news to tell you also next week about what I will be going through that week. And there might be some show interruption, maybe, unless I record a whole lot of other shows from now until then. But I'm going to be telling you something on Monday, okay? So stay subscribed. Bye. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.